I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Omar Rita. Hi, Omar, you well?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. So, Omar is a... I just want to say, firstly, actually, congratulations on the promotion, because I know you spoke to us recently on V2Football, and you were working in the youth academy, and now you're a first-team coach.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been at the club for just over a year and a half now, and I started as 16s coach, and went on to become 18s manager at the beginning of this season. Mm-hmm. Played a part in sort of reserve games and things like that, so I've had more to do, and it's been great. You know, we've had a great season with the 18s. We went and won the league and sort of played Leicester in the third round of the FA Youth Cup, and the youth lads have been excellent this season, and I've been fortunate enough to sort of step up to the first team as assistant manager, and working hard. And, you know, as a player, you want to try and get as far as you can, and now as a coach and a manager, or you know, whatever position you hold, you know, you want to go on to achieve as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fantastic. Can I ask how the promotion came about? Was it just because I know there was a change in manager? Did you just get asked, or?
Well, you know, with the current situation of the club, obviously the circumstances under which I've sort of stepped up is not, you know, great, because we've been left in a situation where we're having to pick up a lot of pieces, and keep the boys buoyant and keep the boys with, you know, keep their energies high and all those sorts of things. So it wasn't the greatest of circumstances, but at the end of the day, you know, for my own experience and my own progression, it's been great. I've stepped in, I've been taking the first team for sessions and, you know, prepping and organising and all the stuff you want to go on to do eventually. You know, it's a good position to be in. It come about, you know, I know Danny Webb, who actually asked me to do the 16s when it came about a year and a half ago. So when he got the job as manager, when Agit was decided to move on, you know, he didn't think twice of sort of asking me to step up with him, and it was something that I would, you know, I would never have said no to, because, you know, it's where I want to be. So that's how it came about.
Yeah, well, with all the off-field problems, I saw today that it's been the club have got till June. For you guys, how are you treating it? Are you trying to, you know, have it business as usual, day-to-day training and that?
Yeah, we are. You know, it is difficult because, you know, there's a black cloud hanging over the club at the moment, unfortunately, and it's hard for the players to sort of grasp and understand at times. But, you know, our jobs is to get out on the training ground, to be organised, to make sure that we are ready for each and every game that we come up against, making sure the boys are buoyant, like I said earlier, making sure they've got lots of energy, making sure their confidence is high, making sure that they're happy, you know, as happy as they can be in the current climate or the current situation. And we've done that, you know. I think I'm not sure now, 12 games we've been in charge, or Danny's been in charge, and, you know, and we're doing the best we can do. You know, the fans are behind us. The players have bought into what we're asking them to do. They're working ever so hard for us. You know, the senior players that are there and the youngsters, you know, we've asked a lot of the youngsters that are there. You know, we've had to throw a few in, probably a little bit too much, but we haven't got much choice either. So, and they've done really well. You know, the results haven't gone the way we would like them to go, but we always knew it was going to be tough.
There's quite a few young players. There's that Josh Caroma, who scored a hat trick recently. He looks a great young talent. But there's several others as well, not just him. Miles Judge and Sandro Semedo also.
There's a list, you know, a whole list of players that are playing this year. You know, like you said, Miles Judge, Josh Caroma. Sandro was playing last year anyway, or you know, this year, and he's gone on to continue to play. We've got Sam Dalby's playing. We've got Stephen Alzetti playing. You know, Aaron Pollock. Michael Clark. We've got Charlie Granger, Sam Sargent, Victor's played, Tristan's played. Right, I can just keep reading them off. You know, these are players all under 20. Freddie Moncur, and they've had a lot to deal with, but like we said, they've stepped up to the plate the best they can. Are they totally ready yet? No, they're not, but they've gone in and they've given 100%. They're making mistakes on the job, unfortunately for them, but it's not, no mistakes haven't been made all season anyway with other players that have played. So, you know, we can't knock them. They're working their socks off. They're listening. Same with the senior players. And that's all we can continue to work towards right up till the end of the season.
It must make you very proud working with those players in the, you know, in the youth setup, and then seeing them in the first team. It must be a very proud thing for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I had 16s who are still scholars now. They're sort of first year scholars who have done, like Sam Thorby. I had him at 16, and he's gone on. Obviously, he's doing very well now. A lot of interest, and there's others there that are still coming through. I mean, the academy at the club is in such a great position. And I thought that for the size of the club, I know we are a big club in London. You know, we've got a great history. The players that we're sort of producing and continue to produce is just, you know, outstanding. You know, we play Cat 1 teams, Cat 2 teams, and we don't look out of place, which is really nice to see, and it's something that really needs to be sort of spoken about. And to see those boys now, you know, 18s this year, we won the league, we went unbeaten in our league this year, and they actually ripped it to pieces, done really well in the FA Youth Cup. And those boys now are playing first team football, probably a little bit earlier than we would like, and you would probably have one or two playing with a whole load of senior players in the team who you can dip them in and out. But we haven't had that luxury this year, and the boys are like I say, we can't speak any highly of the boys. We still have a lot of work to do, but they're young lads. But they've been great.
But you said, well, with the young players, whether they, you know, go on to have careers at Orient or elsewhere, it must be fantastic. You know, all the young players, because they'll get chances at other football league clubs, you would think.
Well, you know, they're all currently contracted to the club. And, you know, if it is to be that we are to go down, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, the chairman would back the club in respect to the players that we've got and build around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got a young team who could go on to achieve very good things. But on the other hand, you know, it is a business. And if, you know, players have got interest from other clubs, I'm sure it will be something that they look at. But I don't think that's the intention of the club. I think the intention of the club is that we keep these players.
Mm-hmm.
We keep trying to build the best we can. You know, obviously I can't talk too much about what the plan is totally, because we're a little bit unsure ourselves at the moment, but it's, you know, we're just trying to get on with our job at the moment, get the players in the best condition they can be, with the best understanding they can have before they go on the pitch, and then that's what we're looking for at the moment, you know.
If the club goes down, do you think it will be the end of Leyton Orient?
Well, no, I'd like to think it isn't. I mean, you know, there's plenty of clubs that have gone down before and bounced back up. And like I say, with the youngsters we have at the club at the moment, you know, we've been very fortunate to produce the players that we have and recruit the players that we have. And I don't want to be looking at anything in a negative fashion. You know, my job, my role is to, you know, like I say, work with the lads technically, tactically, and make sure they're ready to play games. And hopefully, you know, I don't like to think negatively, and no. We will hopefully come back stronger. We've got a system, we've got good youth at the moment, you know, to have as many players as we've got playing first team football. I know we can say, because of the current situation, we've had more playing and more have had opportunities maybe that they wouldn't have had. But we can't look at that. They've taken the opportunity, they've done well with it, and we look to keep building and make it as strong as it can be. You know, next year, make it stronger than it is now.
Mm-hmm. I know you played for some non-league clubs like Histon and Boreham Wood and Aldershot. What do you make of the gap between the Football League and non-league? Because, you know, the National League at the moment is a very competitive league.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, like the teams you see now in National League, there's some big hitters out there. I think Tranmere, Stockport, all these clubs that were once very big clubs, they're all down there playing in those leagues. You know, Barnet was down there, they came back up. Home was down there, they came back up. And there's a few others in there probably that I haven't mentioned. But, it, you know, the gap, I think the biggest difference is, I think, with Conference and League 2, the difference is probably not massive. It's always the same, isn't it? Each league you look at, you've got the top 10 teams, the gap is big, and then the bottom half are probably match what's going on in the top half of the Conference, and same all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it is what it is. You go down, you've got to deal with that environment that you're in. Adjust quickly and cope with it and come out on top. That's football. Okay. So it's a difference. You know, 11 men on the pitch at the end of the day. You go and play 11v11, you get on with the game, you try and get the best result you can.
Okay. What do you make of the relegation battle in general? What do you make of some of the other clubs around you, like Newport and Cheltenham and such?
Yeah, in all honesty, I look at the league overall, and there's only a couple of teams in the league, you know, like Doncaster, a very good side. They beat us 4-1 the other day, and at half time it's 1-1, and it's very close. We make a mistake. We've got a young team, and you know, it gives them more confidence to open up, because that's probably the qualities that they've got, and that's what happened. But in general, you know, the teams around us, I can honestly say that they're not no better than us, but we have got a lack of experience, and that's the only thing at the moment that's costing us. And it's the boys have been, we've been put in this position, and it's something that they're to deal with. But it's only the lack of experience. That's put us in the position where the games that we've lost is the reason we've lost them. Fundamental mistakes, which the boys need to learn quickly, and they will do. But they're young lads. They're 17, 18 years old. You know, these boys were playing youth team football. So if you ask what's the difference in youth team football or 23s or 21s football compared to first team football in any league, is that you've got the physicalities, you've got the experience, you've got the know-how of how to deal with certain situations, and the speed and tempo in which it's done, and that's what the boys are having to deal with, and they're doing really well.
Yeah, as a bit of an aside, you say about youth, the difference between youth team football and first team football, things like including the youth, like the Premier League youth teams, the Premier League academies, and the Checkatrade Trophy. Yeah. Do you think things like that are good experiences for the players?
I'm not sure. We've had these experiences and these chats for a while now, and I think it's just got to that point where we've focused so much on development, which is great because it gives the boys more time to develop and become who they're going to become, instead of it being rushed and having no option and no progression to improve at their own rates, if you like. But it gets to the point now where a lot of the time you look at games and where we look at development, and we look at development over winning. Sometimes winning and having that aggression and having that mentality of not wanting to lose is such an important factor in the game. And it's something that you can't just switch on and off. It's something you have to learn and develop as well, you know. So, a lot of those games, I think now, is the pace of them and the way in which they're played, you know, it can be a little bit forced. And I watched a few 23 games this year, Premier League 23s games, and you look at things. There's these boys are like superstars already. They've already been given everything, and I don't think they had that hunger that we had when we were young. I mean, when I was playing, when I was at Arsenal, I was 17 years old, I was playing in the Combination League in the reserves, and I was having to play against senior pros. You know, I was playing against Coleman, I was playing against Dowie, I was playing against, you know, whatever senior pros I was playing, Steve Potts, Moncurs, whoever, and the players I was playing with. When I was at Arsenal, players got injured, I was playing with Dennis Bergkamp, Nicola Anelka, or whoever it was, playing in my team, playing with me. Those experiences and that learning then was a massive learning, part of development. Getting kicked and getting having to deal with the physicalities of the game and the cleverness of how defenders play. That's part of development as well, you know, instead of it always being pitched up against the same age groups.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was really important. We've lost that a little bit. So, yeah, it's something we could probably talk about for a while.
Yeah. It's a whole new show, that.
It is, yeah. But it was a good question.
Okay, no worries. Just one final question I just want to ask about the top of League Two. You mentioned Doncaster being a very strong side. Who do you think will go up?
Obviously Doncaster are looking very strong at the moment. I know Plymouth have tailed off at the moment. They have got certain qualities. Stevenage are going on a great run at the moment. You know, they're looking very strong. I think they're in the playoffs at the moment now.
Yeah, they're fourth.
And you know, if they keep on their role, could they possibly nick into second place? I don't know. But you know, definitely Doncaster, and then the rest after that is going to be whoever picks up that form and continues that form. But at the moment, Stephen is the way they're playing. You know, they're playing with an aggression, they're playing with a pace to their game, and they're hard to break down. You know, they've been really strong. Plymouth have been up there all season. They can keep on with a bit more form. Then you've got Luton as well. You know, it's probably out of them four or five. Definitely Doncaster, Luton, maybe Stevenage and Plymouth. two teams.
Nice. It just goes to show, I know you mentioned it before, about how competitive League Two is and how, I think, how small the gap is between different, you know, you'd look at, say, you know, teams towards the top and teams towards the bottom, and there's not actually that much between all the teams.
No, there really isn't, but it's those fine points, it's the finer details that count, you know, and if you're getting your finer details right, and you're winning games, that is what counts. You know, everything in between is there or thereabouts, but it's those bits, you know, where you're putting the ball in the back of the net, or creating those opportunities in the final third, and those bits defensively when you're willing to put your body on the line, put your neck on the line, and stop shots, and stop crosses, and stop men from moving in the box, and stop men from getting around the edge of the box to finish. These are the things that, you know, that are really, you know, they're really small things that people get taught from the age of 10 onwards. These little things have to be spot on if you're going to be successful, in fine margins.
Yeah. All right. I've really enjoyed having you on the show. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you. I enjoyed it.
You can follow Omar on Twitter. It's @8Reitz. I'll put the link in the description. Is there anything else you want to mention or anything?
No, I think I've listened to some of your podcasts and, you know, some of the stuff on Twitter. I think you're doing, you know, some great deal with the views. It's nice to be part of it. Like I say, we're all together, the fans, you know, the players, the coaches, we're all going to try and, you know, keep doing what we're doing, working hard and trying to get it right. You know, it's very difficult circumstances, but we must stay positive.
I really, really appreciate your time, especially given the current situation.
No problem.
All right, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Take care, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you, Mark.